Scripture memory verse this week is Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. I like to say please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6. Anybody else?
I have to read it. But without Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Where's it at?
Hebrews 11:6.
Good job. Anybody else?
Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him.
It's a tough one, isn't it?
For
he who comes to God.
Yeah, he who comes to God must believe he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6.
Good job. Anybody else? Notice it starts with but, so there's a contrast there, right? And we are in the Hall of Faith chapter. The Hall of Faith chapter, which is an amazing chapter when you start looking at it. I would encourage you to go back and look at this chapter. Read this chapter. Study this chapter. And we're going to be in a couple places tonight that really helps us understand some of the things going on here and how these are examples. This Hall of Faith chapter is people that finished in faith, that they lived for God. They look forward to the Messiah. But notice this, I want you to see what saving faith looks like. I was just kind of cruising through this, looking at it. Notice this, in verse 2, this is what saving faith looks like. In verse 2, elders obtained a good testimony from it. So by faith, you can have a good testimony. In verse 3 of chapter 11, what does it say? That we understand that the worlds were framed. By faith we understand. We can't, without belief in God, without belief, and this word understand means to observe and comprehend. Without faith you can't comprehend this. Look at the school systems. They're teaching evolution. People are believing it. But with faith, with belief in God, faith, which is everything you do in this Christian walk, has to be by faith. It has to be in confident trust of God and what he has said. But notice again, look at verse 4. Abel offered. Saving faith offers. Offers what? Offers to God. Saving faith you offer to God. It says that Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice. So by faith you offer to God. Look, I'm just giving you just some highlights. Look at 5, which is the context of tonight's verse talking about Enoch. What happened by faith? By faith, Enoch didn't die. He was raptured out. He was transported out by faith. So important, because everything about the Christian walk has to be about faith in God. Now, I know you see all of these signs that says, have faith, but they don't tell you in what. You can't have, nobody else is trustworthy. Nobody else is faithful. Nobody else is worthy to put your faith into and belief into, except for God, except for Yahweh, except for the great I Am. So Enoch, by faith, was taken away and did not see death. That's verse 5. Look at verse 7. By faith. How did Noah do what he did when there was a flood? He was warned by it divinely. What did he do? What did his faith do? Look at what it says in verse 7. He was warned of things not seen. You and I are warned of them. He moved with godly fear and prepared an ark. Listen, if our faith is saving faith, we will move with godly fear and allow the Holy Spirit to prepare our hearts to be a sanctuary. This is what faith does. It offers itself. It moves with godly fear. It obeys God. In fact, look at verse 8. By faith, Abraham obeyed. You can't obey God without faith. You have to first believe him. Look at verse 11. Look what else you can do with faith. Sarah herself received strength. Look, God offers everything. God is giving everything through faith. We learn to obey. Through faith, we have strength. We have power. It's by faith. Go over this chapter. Look at what it's saying. Look at what it's really relaying to us. And it's given a rehearsal of all the testimonies of people who live by faith. And yet, when you look across the landscape of the church today, how many do we see offering themselves as a living sacrifice? By faith. How many do we see walking with God? By faith. How many do we see receiving strength and obeying and giving of themselves and with godly fear moving and obeying God and building and preparing an ark as instructed? See, that's the only important thing. For 120 years, Noah built an ark according to the instructions of God. You say, oh, I'm getting tired of following God. But 120 years with people mocking him. What are you doing, Noah? Building an ark. What are you building an ark for, Noah? The ocean's 100 miles away. It's going to rain. What's rain, Noah? God said it's going to break from the heavens and it's going to break from the ground and going to flood the earth. He's going to bring judgment because your hearts are wicked and all you do is seek your own. Really, Noah? Come on, come party with us. By faith.
Hebrews 11 has been called the Hall of Fame chapter.
The Hall of Faith chapter. Not Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame is world. It's Hall of Faith.
Yeah.
So look again back at what's our text. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For you first must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. But what's the context? Look at verse 5. By faith, here's the context. Enoch was taken away, transported into heaven, so that he did not see death. What's salvation about? Removing death from us, because the wages of sin is death. Now, he didn't see physical death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony. Remember, by faith, elders received a good testimony. He had this testimony. This was his witness that he pleased God. Isn't that what we want to do? Isn't that what Jesus did? He pleased God. He obeyed God. He offered his life to God. So Enoch had this testimony. And then we're told, commentary, but without faith, without confident trust in God, there's no way to please him. And really the word please here means to gratify entirely. It's from a word that means to be acceptable. There's no way to be acceptable to God without faith. Everything about this life is in faith, not flesh, faith. It's in faith that we follow the Holy Spirit. It's in faith that we look at the Word of God. It's in faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And this is giving you a short context of every testimony of the lineage of those that are the children of God that look forward to the Messiah coming. And now you and I look back at the Messiah. Look at Enoch. It's in Genesis 5, which I wish I had time to spend a year on with you. But in Genesis 5, we're told of Enoch because, see, this is our context. Enoch pleased God. And by faith, he didn't die. How do we save? By faith. How are we going to be raptured out of this planet and go to be transported into the kingdom of God? By faith. By trusting confidently that God has provided a Messiah, a Savior, and that Messiah is the provision for the sin nature. And by faith, we believe that God provided a perfect sacrifice. Look at this. I love this because Enoch's dad was Jared. And Jared means one comes down. And Enoch means dedicated to God. Right? And it says in Genesis 5, 21, Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. Methuselah means dying he shall sin. After he begot Methuselah, here's the testimony of Enoch. Enoch walked with God. Walking with God, walked in the Hebrew means to behave self or to follow. Think about that. When you're in context of your Christian walk, it means to behave self, put self in the grave, and it means to follow. He said, what do I need to do, God? And he walked with God. He followed God wherever he was going. The same way you and I are being led by the Spirit, we're supposed to be following as many as are led by the Spirit. These are the children of God. This is the testimony of Enoch, that he walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years, and Enoch walked with God twice by the mouth of two or three witnesses. Let a matter be established. This is his testimony. That's how he was living. He was following God. And then it said, he was not, for God took him. Just off the pages of Scripture. God took him. But think about this for a minute. If you and I will be led by the Spirit and follow the Spirit and we will walk with God, what happens? It's the same thing. He takes us. What he's doing is sanctifying us. He's taking us away. We're dying and he's making us like Christ. And he takes us and we don't see death because Christ is life. And then we're transported to be with him. The same way as Enoch was. Because he was dedicated to God. That's what his name means. This is his testimony of how he pleased God. Because he looked to God. He listened to God. He obeyed God. He followed what God said to do. Oh, don't miss. We get that positionally by believing in Christ as righteousness. Because Christ did it perfectly. Christ came and died for our sins and paid the price. He was pleasing to God perfectly. He was acceptable to God perfectly. But how are you walking today? Because listen, the Bible doesn't teach what we're doing in the church today. Living any way we want because we said a prayer. The Bible teaches us that God gave us salvation, and because of that great salvation, we should learn to walk and follow him. If our heart has really received salvation, if we've really been transported into the kingdom of God, we should desire to begin to live like we're there now and let him take ourselves away, take our sinful nature away. Look back into your text again. Enoch, that's where the pleasing comes from. That's what brings our context up. He pleased God. But without faith, separated and apart from faith, you cannot please God. There's no way. There's no way to please God apart from trusting him completely with your spiritual well-being. That's what faith means. It's the word pistis. It means to have a moral conviction of religious truth and a reliance upon Christ for your deliverance, for your salvation. So you're believing that Christ is the Messiah. You're believing that God sent him. You're believing that his blood perfectly covers all of your sin. And now you are free to walk with God again. Apart from that belief, it is impossible. You are unable. You cannot please or be acceptable to God. You can't. It's just impossible. And I put God in there. It says him. It means the supreme divinity. It means God Almighty. Well, why not? It says because for he who comes or cometh, King James, to God must believe, trust that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Well, to come to him means to approach him. It means to worship him. It means to draw near to him. We can't do that on our own merits. It has to be on the merits of Jesus Christ. It has to be by believing by faith in the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. In fact, in John 14, 6, what does Jesus say? I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except by me. There's no other way to get to the Father. There's no other way to draw near except to have faith in God's provision. Faith in what God is doing. And the only way to have that faith is to believe that he, what? Oh my goodness. Up here it said, by faith we understand, we comprehend, we observe that the worlds were framed by the word of God. My goodness, if you can get that, in the beginning God created, he spoke. Everything was framed by him speaking. The rest is all grace and mercy, if you can believe that. If he can speak and create worlds. I seen this the other day, and this is amazing. I don't know if you've ever pondered this in this thought, but do you know that the only place in the universe that is rebelling against God and not walking with God is us? Every place else is obeying God. Right here is the only place that there's salvation for rebellious people that would listen to demons or their own flesh or the world system that is against God. And yet God has given us a way to walk with him by the blood of Jesus, by faith, to trust him. He has set us free to follow him, to trust him, to believe him. And without this faith, without this confident trust in him, this conviction of religious truth, this truthfulness of the word of God, we cannot be acceptable in the beloved. And he rewards us. Aren't we into rewards? Come on, we go to work, we get a reward, we get a paycheck. Aren't we into rewards? I think we are. I mean, and in heaven it's not going to be any different. There's rewards, but the number one reward right now is what? We don't get death. We get Jesus now by faith. We believe that he is. We believe that he spoke. If we can believe that, now we can believe that he's going to reward us. But it doesn't matter, because no matter how many crowns or how much rewards he gives us, what are we going to do with them? We're going to take them and lay them at his feet and sing "Worthy is the Lamb," because we didn't really do it. All we did was by faith trusted him. And then he does the work in us. And it's God who is at work in us to will and to do for his good pleasure. All we have to do is trust that. That he's capable, and understand that no matter what's going on, he is still on the throne. He's sovereign. He's working it out for you if you will just surrender and trust him. And even in the non-surrender, even in the sin, he's still working out your salvation for you. He is still cutting away the flesh, but he is a rewarder. He's going to give payment. He's going to recompense. But you know what that word means? Restore. He is a restorer. He's going to one day restore all things to those who diligently seek him. What are you seeking today by faith? Are you seeking to be restored fully? Your heart, soul, mind, and strength? Not just salvation, but all of you to be restored to God. Right side up. The way Adam walked with God in the garden. The way Enoch walked and was taken. That's his testimony by faith. Adam and Eve didn't believe. They listened to a liar. And what happened? They were moved out of the garden. And we inherited their sin nature. Are you diligently seeking him? Let me tell you what that means first. Diligently seeking him is the same word in the Greek. It means to search out, to investigate. It means to crave. It means to demand. It means to worship. It means to seek after him carefully, because you know what? He's not hiding. He can be found if we look for him. And if we look for the truth in the pages of Scripture by faith, I guarantee you God will not hide from you. But you have to draw near. Then he draws near to you. But what goes on in the church today is we play pious, we dress up, we listen to crazy stuff instead of diligently seeking God, instead of craving to worship Him and investigating these truths, instead of getting into the Word and just walking with Him daily, we follow some religious systems. Let me ask you, do you believe that God is?
Amen.
Do you believe that God is? That's the first step.
We wouldn't be.
Do you believe He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him? How are you seeking Him? You know, the fool has said in his heart, no God. Think about it. Because if by faith we're supposed to be following Him, when God says something, we don't say, nah, not right now, God. I don't feel like that God. No, I think I'll hang on to that God. No, don't do that God. Because that makes us act like a fool. And we've been redeemed. We're no longer fools. We can act like that, though. Proverbs 13:4 says, the soul of a lazy man desires and has nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made rich. Now listen, I don't believe that's talking about physical stuff. But there's laziness in the church because we are living in America. And we think because we said a prayer that we don't have to work out our salvation with fear and trembling, that we can just mosey around, and that when the time comes, we're just going to go to be with God. Really? Faith doesn't do that. Faith is surrendering. Faith is looking to have a good testimony. Faith is looking to obey and offering self. Faith is looking to please God. Faith is looking to be obedient to God. Faith is looking for strength from God. Listen, all of the things that were given as examples of what faith does should be what we're looking to do as we surrender our whole heart, soul, mind, and strength to the mighty working power of the Holy Spirit. And we say, here I am, Lord. Whatever it takes, send me. Whatever it takes, get me across the finish line. And we should be digging in to this God who would take us home to be with Him and live in His house forever. But it has to be by faith. It has to be by confident trust. No other walk will work. No other walk. Are you diligently seeking Him? Or does anything stop you from reading the Word of God? Are you diligently seeking Him? Or does anything keep you from sitting down and praying and spending time with Him? Are you diligently seeking Him? Or does anything else come before God and you just go, I'd rather do this and I'd rather do that and I'd rather run over and do this. And oh yeah, I don't care. I got this to do first. And if I get to God, I'll get to Him sometime to talk with Him, to have a relationship with Him. Listen to me. Listen, the most important thing about our faith is that when we get to heaven, does Jesus know us? Because we were diligent to seek Him and lay our lives before Him and offer ourselves up as a living sacrifice acceptable to God, which is our reasonable service. And you can only do it by faith. But in Matthew 7, He says He's going to say to many, be away from me, I never knew you. Everybody in America born in the church, everybody in America says, oh, I know Jesus. Listen, you can have a head knowledge of Jesus. You can know that He is Lord. The demons know it and they tremble, but they never obey. They never offer their self-service. They never do anything diligently to seek Him. And demonic faith ignores the things of God and does what it wants to do. It's not true saving faith. Saving faith, like I said, look at chapter 11 of Hebrews. Go through it, read it. Look at what's going on in the lives of the people that God testifies to us. These all finished, 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them. They knew they were going to reap the award. But how were their lives? They were walking with God. They were offering themselves to God. They understood God. They were coming before God. They were moving with godly fear and preparing an ark for their family. It's not just about us. And they obeyed God. They called out to God for strength. That is true saving faith. It's not that I carry a Bible. It's not that I go to church. It's that I am seeking God diligently and His provision. First Jesus, then the Holy Spirit. All of this together as I learn who He is and I lay my heart out before Him. Because the most important question is, does He know me? In a personal love relationship. That's what's going to be important when we get to the throne room. Does He know me also? By faith. Amen. Next week, I have one from Romans. Romans 8:18. Another verse that so many people wrestle with. 8:18, great chapter, Romans 8, you could read that. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Romans 8:18, write that down, memorize it. Ask God what it means. Walk with God a little bit with the Spirit and say, teach me what this means so my life will be lived in a way that I understand that nothing down here can compare to the glory that I will receive that's going to be revealed in us when we're there with Him. It's not even worthy to be compared. No comparison whatsoever. The things that are going on down here, even though they grip us so tightly right now, there'll be nothing up there. Amen?